So here's the thing. Women are rethinking how they want to work and whether they return to corporate or try their hand at running their own business. To avoid the freelance trap of charging by the hour and taking assignments here and there, I want to help you create a path to replace your six-figure salary. And I'm sharing these strategies in a new series called The Great Do-Over, your path to reinventing your life and your career as CEO of your own business. And today we're diving into session one, your path to a predictable and repeatable six-figure salary. Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to a new episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. And if you are new to our show, welcome home. This is the place to be if you are fresh out of corporate and looking to start or grow your own business. And whether you have resigned your job in 2021 or you decided to make the leap earlier, you're likely focused on replacing that six-figure paycheck as soon as possible. And whether you have decided to hang your coaching shingle or dive into solving some of the most pressing challenges for corporations or nonprofits, the key right now is for you to develop a compelling value proposition that gets the attention of your ideal buyers. And today I'm sharing three strategies for you to follow that will make that six-figure growth predictable. And if you want to dive even deeper into how you can develop a compelling message that attracts your ideal buyers, go to thegreatdoover.com/webinar. You can write that down or click the link in the show notes when you're done with this episode. So let's dive in to the three steps to predictable six-figure revenue growth. You ready? Step one. Step one is to really get clear on your customer journey. How does your client or customer get from where they are to where they want to be? And what steps do they need to take in between? So your customer journey is your framework for service delivery. It's also your framework for how you message around your services. So it's likely that your ideal clients see their immediate needs differently than you do. And if you're laughing, I know you know what I mean. So for instance, I know my ideal clients want to replace that corporate paycheck. But before you can do that, there are a few steps you need to complete along the way. But if I focused my messaging on discovering the unmet need in your market, which is really the first step in my Launch Lab framework, I'd likely lose you because you'll wake up in the morning thinking about how you're going to uncover your ideal client's unmet needs. You wake up sometimes in the middle of the night in a cold sweat, wondering, what have I done? And how the heck am I ever going to make enough money to support my lifestyle before I burn through my savings, right? Can I get an amen? So even though that's not the first step in your launch process, it's what's on your mind now. So that might be the message that I'll use to connect with you, which is why this session is called How to Replace Your Six-Figure Paycheck, because that's what you're thinking about right now. And I want to help you get there. So in the Launch Lab yesterday, we talked about how important it is to sell what your ideal clients want. And in the process, you actually give them what they need in order to reach that brass ring, which they see as their holy grail. So that's step number one, is understanding the customer journey and all the steps your clients need to take in between where they are now, which is unsatisfied with where they are, to where they want to be, which is accomplishing their goal, and all the steps in between. So step number two, as you might guess, is a compelling messaging platform that generates interest and gets your prospects excited to take action and say, yes, I'll have more of that, or yes, I want more. Yes, I want to take the next step, right? So if your messaging platform isn't compelling, you might find no one signing up for your newsletter. You might find no one signing up for your webinars. You might feel like you made a mistake or that no one's interested in what you have to offer. And the truth is, you're probably just not messaging your value in an effective way. And again, this is true if you're working with corporations, nonprofits, or individuals. And even if you are being hired by organizations, this is super important. You are still selling to people who have a personal motive as well as fulfilling their corporate responsibility. So it's important that you see them and you address them as individuals. So they might be concerned about keeping their jobs or being seen as a hero and building up their reputation equity so that they have value and can land their next promotion. So organizations are made up with people, and to attract their attention, you need to be seen and heard. And if they can't find you because they're not resonating with your messaging, then they can't buy from you. And to be clear, I'm not talking here about a social media strategy, although social channels may be an effective vehicle for connecting to your ideal buyers and getting your messaging out there to get people's attention. I'm really talking about a messaging strategy that speaks directly to the needs of your ideal clients and that gets the people who resonate with your message to convert to followers on your mailing list. So you've probably heard me say it before. You don't own Facebook, you don't own Instagram, you don't own LinkedIn, you don't own any of the TikTok or any of the other Clubhouse social media platforms. You only own your mailing list. And so to get people to build your community of followers of your ideal prospects who would likely convert to ideal buyers given the right offer, the right opportunity, you need powerful messaging that connects to where they are in the thinking about their problem. So here's an example. As I mentioned before, my ideal clients first think about, how am I going to replace my salary? How am I going to price my services? How am I going to package them? And how am I going to get out there and get new clients? So one of the things that I offer when I'm doing talks is that expert's pricing calculator, because through that training and that tool, which is an Excel spreadsheet, I can teach you how to reverse engineer how you're going to get to your revenue goal. Because with clarity in the numbers is clarity in what you need to do in order to reach that goal. So I don't believe in magic. I don't believe in mystery. I believe in intentional action that has predictable results. And a six-figure revenue goal or six-figure revenue growth is predictable if you know what actions lead to those conversions. So hopefully that's making sense. You want to be completely in touch with the customer journey. You want to have a messaging platform that resonates with what they're caring about right now in their day-to-day life. What is making them wake up in the middle of the night and break out in a cold sweat? That's what you want to be talking about in your messaging. And then step three is to create conversion events with marketing assets that have a proven ROI and offer them on a regular basis, right? So that's why I dropped the link earlier on in this broadcast to the six-figure converting webinar framework, and why you'll also have it in show notes, because that is a conversion event. What I'm teaching in that webinar is how to use powerful messaging to attract your ideal clients and get them to do business with you. And in that event, full disclosure, I'll also be opening up enrollment for my Standout Webinars program, where I actually develop your converting asset with you in a group setting that's a ton of fun, where you get my eyes on your messaging and you walk away with a talk that you can give. And by the way, most of my clients who are in the six-figure accelerator or in the Launch Lab are using this framework, whether they're delivering workshops or speaking from stages or delivering webinars, to attract and convert clients. And literally throughout 2020, when we weren't gathering in person, I doubled my business because I doubled down on consistently giving great talks that made an offer and converted new clients. And I can teach this to you too. So if you're worried about replacing your six-figure salary, there is a path to the cash and it's shorter than you actually might think. So step three is to create those conversion events with marketing assets that have a proven return on investment and offer them regularly. So when you've tapped into the unmet need in your market, and if you go to the webinar, the six-figure webinar framework training, ask me what an unmet need in the market is, you have created a powerful messaging strategy around that and deliver that in a powerful talk that has an irresistible offer for people to take the next step with you. That is literally money in the bank. So my clients who have mastered this have created that path to predictable revenue by having this portfolio of 2 to 3 super compelling talks that they can rinse and repeat to different communities. So maybe there's an industry association or a networking group or a conference where you can be a keynoter. The framework for that talk is the same. And what you might offer might be different depending on the culture of that community. But it's a place where you can highlight your ideal clients. And truthfully, most people teach and coach too much in those sessions. So it's a balance of mastering the messaging, offering a little bit of value, and leaving people hungry for more. So people need a reason to buy, right? So there needs to be an event that brings them some form of insight that what they're doing now isn't working and there's a better way, there's a better path for them to follow. And these conversion events lead to a conversation about what it would be like if you worked together. So you need a way to make offers for your prospects on a regular basis that feels authentic to your personality and authentic to your brand. And again, this is true whether you are selling to corporations or you're selling to individuals. And once you do that and you master the process of having that discovery call or that strategy conversation where it's clear to your prospects how what they're doing now isn't working, and you can share with them that new path forward, this can result in as many as 50 to 75% of your conversations converting into clients. So to bring this home for you, if you are looking to replace your six-figure salary as a coach, consultant, or servicepreneur, it's you who are in control of the flow. So I frequently use the analogy that money is like water. And when you want to turn on the tap and turn on the flow of revenue, you are in control of that by creating conversion events where you can invite your ideal clients to take the next step with you. So you can't muscle through this. You can't muscle through a business launch. You need a process and a framework that's proven, easy, and repeatable so that your six-figure revenue growth becomes predictable. And it's not about doing all the things, right? So it's so tempting when you're first starting out to be distracted by the myth of passive income, right? So I'll just build an online course that people can take and I'll be making money in my sleep, right? So full disclosure, most people don't replace their six-figure salary by making that their first effort going forward. So six-figure revenue growth becomes predictable when you do the right thing and you take the right path to your ideal client. And full disclosure, that is different for everyone. There is no one formula that's right for all people. In fact, if you get distracted by all the things and you follow some guru who created a major membership model and got to 7 figures, then that might not work for you. It might not be what your ideal clients want. So I've been in situations with new clients who have just joined the Launch Lab and they created, 14-day challenges, but their audience wasn't engaging in a 14-day challenge. So that's just wasting your time. It's wasting your money. It's a distraction for you from what you really need to do, which is understand your customer journey, create a compelling messaging platform, and then create a series of conversion events where after you do these a few times, it becomes really predictable. You'll know that if 100 people sign up, then 50 people are likely to show up. And if you join me for the six-figure webinar framework, I'll teach you how to keep those 50 people engaged in the room for that full hour. And then you need to get comfortable making an offer and making an offer in an authentic way. So it's not about all the things, it's about mastering what works. So, and I had that conversation in my six-figure accelerator the other day. That's for graduates of the Launch Lab. And we were talking about learning more things. And I said, it's not about learning more things or learning more tactics. It's about mastering what's working now. So I have several of my favorite clients who have taken this strategy and who have run with it, and it has really worked for them. So Nicole Case of The Upgraded Career, Judy Schoenberg, Linda Lautenberg, founders of Evolve Me, have mastered this process, and they have multiple webinars that they give on a regular basis. So in the case of Judy and Linda and Evolve Me, they were bringing their Reinvention Collective online after it had been an in-person event, and they couldn't do that anymore in COVID. So they created a webinar. They created then a second webinar, which we built together, and they've served, I think, three or four cohorts now of the Reinvention Collective, which means they've served more than 50 clients in the last, say, 9 months, because they took the summer off. So in the last month, they've served 50 clients. So if you're doing the math in your head of what your service offering is worth, and if you're selling to individuals, what would 50 clients be worth to you? So 50 clients is a nice, solid business foundation that you can really grow off of. So that all happened in about 6 to 9 months. So if you are working with corporate or nonprofit clients, you know, the average value of a sale to you may be more like the 10 to 100K range versus the, say, 3 to 5K range if you have a core offer that's focused to individuals. So depending on the scope of your offer, even if you are a consultant, you can create a framework that you rinse and repeat from one consulting assignment to the other. Your approach, and it becomes your signature approach, your signature value proposition to your clients. So it's all about creating the systems and processes that make selling and growing a business easy. Now, most people just make it too complicated, right? So they try too many things. It's all about that FOMO, that fear of missing out. And they're so worried and concerned about what they aren't doing instead of picking a lane and sticking to it, developing offerings that have a high value proposition, getting clear on who they're selling to, and being consistent with their messaging. So instead, they get comparisonitis, right? So maybe you can relate. They start comparing themselves to other people. And when you start comparing yourselves to other people, that, my friend, only leads to distraction as you try to replicate someone else's success. And most of the time, you know, it just doesn't work for you. It's not who you are. So you have a path to six-figure revenue growth that is unique to you. And it's my job to help you find it. So love to have you join me for the six-figure converting webinar, which is on September 30th. We'll have an encore on October 7th. So whenever you're listening to this, and it is a training that I offer on a regular basis every few months. So definitely get on our list, and we'll let you know the next time we offer it, even if you can't make these. So sign up, even if you can't make it, so that you're alerted to when we're offering it again. And this is a teaching moment for you. I don't offer replays because, well, I feel if you aren't in the live room, it's not a big enough priority for you. And I only work with clients that prioritize their strategy and prioritize revenue generating activities above everything else. And if that's you, then I want to meet you and I want to hear what your business idea is. And before you go, I want to let you know that I have a great lineup of speakers coming to you this quarter as we focus on money-making activities and creating that relentless focus on delivering and developing your business assets. So I'll see you next time, my friend. And if you enjoyed this episode, please let me know. I'd love to hear from you by leaving us a rating or review wherever you receive this podcast feed from. That's it for now, my friend. See you next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.